From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Susan Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that when Greene County legislators were deciding whether or not to spend $70 million on a new jail in Coxsackie, they were told the old jail in Catskill was unstable. Now that construction has begun on the most expensive building project in Greene County history, the county is spending money asking engineers if the old jail building at 80 Bridge Street is actually usable. Legislators have been touting the old jail as a potential parking lot with 23 spaces or 41 space potential next to the county courthouse. But residents at a July 23rd meeting told legislators they have all sorts of other ideas for that space near the main intersection in the village of Catskill. Ideas such as a hotel or restaurant, a museum or community space, a place for vocational training or other learning were all raised by speakers at the meeting. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that a spokesperson for Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan announced July 25th that the Ulster County Fair has canceled its show with the country band Confederate Railroad. The band uses the Confederate flag in its logo, and its show at the Illinois State Fair was canceled earlier this year over the issue. Confederate Railroad leader Danny Shirley said, and I quote, "I've done nothing wrong. I love the part of the country I'm from, and I will never apologize for that. It seems that everybody kind of gets looking for something to get upset about, and I guess I'm the flavor of the month," end quote. Ryan explained specifically what he thought the problem was. "The Ulster County Fair must be an event that everyone can enjoy while representing the values of all members of our community. Any showcasing of a symbol of division and racism runs counter to that principle and will be vigorously opposed by my administration," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Brian Feller reports for Politico that President Donald Trump lost an attempt to put a judge he appointed on one of the two cases about giving Congress access to his New York tax returns. Judge Trevor McFadden, who was appointed by Trump, rejected a bid by Trump lawyer William Consovoy to have McFadden hear both cases about the president's federal returns. In one case, the president's lawyers are seeking a restraining order against Democrats trying to make Trump's New York taxes public. Another lawsuit by Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal seeks the president's federal tax returns. House Democrats are trying to get that thrown out. Lawyers for the House of Representatives said in a court filing, and I quote, "The Ways and Means Committee decision whether to avail itself of a newly enacted provision of the New York tax code is a legislative act absolutely immune from challenge through the court system. The court thus lacks jurisdiction to grant the relief requested by Mr. Trump," end quote. Read more about this story in Politico. The Daily Freeman reports that Representative Antonio Delgado holds a series of town hall meetings starting Saturday, July 27th. Delgado holds town hall meetings in Otsego, Columbia, Montgomery, Sullivan, and Delaware counties. In Columbia County, Delgado will take questions at 6:30 p.m. at Chatham Brewing, 59 Main Street in Chatham. He also will be at Roots Brewing Company in Oneata at 5 p.m. July 27th, in Canajoharie at 6:30 p.m. July 30th, in Bethel at 6:30 p.m. July 31st, and in Sydney at 6:30 p.m. on August 1st. Usually Delgado gives an opening statement and takes questions for about an hour. His staff attempts to create a Facebook live feed online, and WGXE airs that webcast on the air at 90.7 FM if possible. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.